Hi, I'm Dale Holliday, coming to you from Corvallis, Oregon, in the bountiful Willamette Valley. Welcome to my show, Valley Views. It's a forum for sharing relevant topics relating to people and issues in the Willamette region. In February of 2017, the local NAACP here in Corvallis created and hosted a three-part series called Living the Black Experience in Corvallis. This was a very well-attended series of public education and action meetings, and I was happy to be a panelist on the first public meeting. And I'd like to share with you what I read to the audience. I'm calling my story Mistaken Identity. Please know that all the names in the story have been changed, but the events are real. What's this story about? It's about white people mistaking me for other black women who look nothing like me. And the same thing happens to these other black women. Here goes. I moved to Corvallis in August 2013. I was here not even 1 month before my first encounter with a white person who thought I was Simone. I was walking to my gym, looking forward to my workout. Along the way, I came to a house with a white woman in the front yard. She looked at me and said, "Hi, Simone." I responded that I wasn't Simone. She looked me up and down a bit suspiciously and then asked what my name was. The manner of her question was not so much a friendly inquiry, but like she didn't believe I was telling the truth. I thought it a bit intrusive, but I responded that my name was Dale and that she was mistaking me for someone else, and I went on my way. A couple of weeks later, I was walking downtown when a white woman said, "Hi, Naomi." I told her that I wasn't Naomi. Again, I see that confused look tinged with suspicion. Apparently, Naomi had been a caregiver for this woman's mother. According to her, she'd interacted face-to-face with Naomi many times over a 3-year period. I could tell as I talked to this woman that she still wasn't convinced that I was not Naomi, despite this woman's 3-year connection with her. But at least she didn't have the audacity to essentially ask me to prove it by revealing my true name to her. More than a dozen times in these past years, I've also been confused with two other local black women named Leslie and Amy. Same situation. A white person sees me on the street or in a store, greets me with a name that's not my own, then is puzzled that I'm not the person that they think I should be. Eventually, I actually met Simone and Naomi because Corvallis is a small community. In conversing with them, we all discovered that we'd been mistaken for each other. They had been called Dale, and we each had been called Leslie, Amy, and other names. Simone actually knew Leslie, and Naomi knew Amy. Simone told me that once she was walking downtown when a white man said, "Hi, Leslie." She told him that she wasn't Leslie. According to her, he displayed that confused look that I referred to earlier. And he said that he and Leslie had worked together for 5 years at a local retail outlet, followed by, "Don't you remember?" Simone again told him that she wasn't Leslie, to which he replied, "Yes, you are." At this point, some of you may be wondering, what's the problem? That some people do share a similar resemblance. It's an innocent mistake, right? Wrong. Let me point out that all of the women involved in my story have completely differing height, weight, body type, age, voice, complexion, hair textures, and hairstyles. Now, this is how I felt. Although it's a nice compliment to be mistaken for any of these women, as they are all beautiful in my opinion. But we don't look anything alike. Being mistaken for any one of them in this fashion makes me feel invisible. Like I'm some interchangeable widget, rather than a human being with my own unique presence. It's also baffling to me. What is this white cultural blindness that makes them confuse us so frequently to such a ridiculous degree? Don't they see our height and body type? Don't they observe our age? Don't they hear our assorted voice qualities? View our rich range of complexions? Can't they see our varied hair textures, colors, and styles? Or are we just the black one? It makes me feel sad in knowing that if my very tangible, visible, physical presence isn't seen, which is bad enough, it also means that my voice, my perceptions, opinions, intellect, wisdom go unheard, a silencing of who I am. It makes me angry that this mistaken identity, which should embarrass these white folks, seems to anger and annoy them instead. And that they can be so out of line as to insist we prove to them who we are. And actually insist that they know better who we are than we do ourselves. This behavior to me speaks of their attempt at some type of ownership over me, some unspoken assumed authority to question me, which for obvious reasons is absolutely insulting and distressing. I think that I do my part to break down racial barriers. But every time that I'm blindsided by one of these mistaken identity encounters, it's like having yet another racial barrier constructed right before my eyes. You've been listening to Valley Views. I'm your host, Dale Holliday, and I'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, ideas for future topics, or other matters you'd like explored. Email me at valleyviews360@gmail.com. That's ValleyViews360 360@gmail.com. This show is produced at Corvallis Access Media with special thanks to Chad Howard. In the Willamette Valley, you can find KBOO at 104.3 FM on your radio dial. I look forward to being with you again next Friday. And remember, as Doctor Who once said, I'm not in charge, but I'm full of ideas. Bye-bye.